Hey, Kevin, come check this out. I think the spider from Babe is over here.
What? The spider from Babe? The one that writes stuff and the webs and stuff?
Yeah, that's right. It wrote Brackets.
Looks like Brackets is on the web.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm Kevin.
This is Brackets, baby. Let's get started.
Don't you freaking love that intro? It was my idea. Purely my idea.
Most of these last couple are going to be your idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm a comedic genius. This week on the show, we get to know the Brackets boys better.
Yay.
Yes.
This has been a fun last couple episodes.
Yeah, it sure has. We're just goofing off. And
we're just having fun.
It's been just been pure fun.
Pure calamity.
Know, one of the people who want to be interviewed contacted me recently and said that they're almost ready. So be prepared for an interview in the future, Brackets viewers.
Ooh.
Or Bracketeers.
Now that's exciting.
That being said, if you want to be interviewed, go ahead and contact us. You can contact us through the various ways that we are contactable. Stick around to the end credits and find out. Or you could just go to bracketspodcast@gmail.com.
Very nice, baby. All right, let's get to the update.
Update time.
Whoa.
All right, so... I can't wait for my kids to listen to these and be like, oh man, my dad was such an embarrassing idiot. Just kidding. My kids will never listen to these.
They're gonna just crack up laughing. They're gonna be so entertained.
You think we're not that funny, are we?
Oh, Kevin. Oh, you have no idea. People contact me all the time and tell me just how funny I am.
You're walking down the streets of Peck and people are stopping you.
Hey, are you Matt from Brackets? Man, you're funny.
Yeah, dude, I've known you since first grade.
Yeah, I know your whole family, man.
I had dinner at your house the other day.
What have you been up to, buddy?
Well, I drove to Michigan over the weekend.
Hey-o!
It was a good time. Visited some friends. Got to see my brother. I did some karaoke. Got to sing Dick in a Box with Randy. Me and Randy we're just a team when we do Dick in a Box. We just killed it. People were laughing. And then the host lady, the DJ, did not realize that I was up twice. And I got to go literally two times in a row, which was fantastic. Which also kind of sucks because... I'm so used to like going up after like somebody who's not the best singer and makes me look really good. But after going after myself, I looked horrible because I didn't have Randy to back me up anymore.
Yeah, you went up right after a really good singer. So I mean, it sucks.
Right, exactly. other than that, the next day we went tubing down the old river. So the river was really high, so it was really fast water. But we spent so much time just messing around that it was supposed to be like a 3-hour trip and it was 6.5 hours.
Whoa.
So I got nice and sunburnt and tan and nobody has commented on it. It's pretty horrendous.
Isn't that always how tubing trip goes?
Right.
It turns in like double the time. It's funny.
Right. Always. Well, this was like a weird case because it was supposed to be like a long, long trip or a short trip. And it turned into a long trip because the water was so fast. Like, normally it's like, well, this is supposed to be 4 hours, and it took 6 because we kept getting stuck on things. In this case, it was just like, we just kept stopping. There was one point where we were going down the river, and there was, like, a bunch of, like, there's, like, seriously, like, 20 dudes sitting at the edge of the river just chilling, and they had, like, chairs everywhere, like, camping chairs.
Nice.
And they had a table set up with beer pong, and
Whoa.
We just came up. We just came up there and we're like, hey, can we play beer pong? They're like, yeah, come on up. And we played beer pong with them in the middle of tubing.
Oh, man, that sounds fun.
Other than that, in Grand Rapids, the next day we ended up going to the Underground Cookie Club. I will say this to the, I'm blue in the freaking face. If you live in Grand Rapids and you have never been to the Underground Cookie Club, look it up and go. That stuff is ridiculously good.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. People need to drive out of their way to go to Grand Rapids, not to visit the amazing people there. Wink, wink, Grand Rapids fans. But the Underground Cookie Club is so freaking amazing. It is just a beautiful environment, amazing, amazing food, and friendship. they literally sell friendship.
Nice tag there.
But yes, check it out. If you've never been, Underground Cookie Club. Underground Cookie Club. Underground Cookie Club.
Is it just like super, super good cookies? Like, is that it?
So they make ice cream sandwiches from homemade cookies.
Whoa.
And like, the sandwich I got was called, you probably won't get this because you're not a big Marvel fan, but it's called the I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. And it's a blue sugar cookie. You don't get the reference, do you?
I do, actually.
Oh, no way. From Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What the heck is his name? Oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember.
Oh, I wish
Do
I knew
you remember
it.
His name? Oh my gosh, it's gonna kill me. Yondu is his name. Yondu, yes. And it's just funny because it's a blue cookie with like red sprinkles and then ice cream in the middle. And it just like gives you that feeling of, well, first of all, it's absolutely friggin' delicious, but it gives you the feeling of, I don't know, like you're eating a part of the movie. Like,
I was really gonna say, like you're in Marvel or something.
There's one called the Retro, and it's just like a chocolate chip cookie with white ice cream, and it just looks like it's like out of a black and white video game. And
Nice.
There's so many.
Wow. So is this just like a big, just like a huge storefront?
No, see, this is probably why it's not as big as it should be, is because it's the Underground Cookie Club, right?
Oh, right.
And the store itself is hidden.
Okay.
If you didn't know about it, you wouldn't know it was there.
Right. You gotta look it up.
Right. Or you listen to awesome podcasts where they suggest it.
That's right.
Anyway,
baby.
I finished Black Clover. I finished the latest season of Black Clover, which is pretty depressing for me because I loved that show. It's an anime.
Black Clover.
It's about a world where like everybody has like these ridiculous magical powers, and like literally everybody, like little kids, can like summon fire with their hands and stuff. And
oh my.
And the main character is somebody who doesn't have magic power at all. And like, it's like crazy that he doesn't, because everybody literally does.
Huh. And it's like the opposite.
It's like the opposite of every story ever, right?
Yeah.
But it turns out he's able to get this sword that like cancels out magic. And like, so when he fights people who do have magic, he like is able to cancel out anybody's magic. And it's an amazing show. I if you like anime, I suggest it. On the way back from Grand Rapids, got stuck on the highway. So it's a 5.5-hour drive. And about an hour away from home, there was just this humongous traffic holdup where it was literally a dead stop. And we sat there in traffic for 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
2.5 hours. And if you have me on Snapchat, you would see the...
The absolute hilarity.
It wasn't hilarity. It was kind of funny. So they ended up closing the highway on both sides because a tanker tipped and oil spilled everywhere.
Oh.
And so they had to clean it up before they could let anybody drive past. And people climbed over the median, and they were playing volleyball between the medians on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty great. So many people were out of the car. At one point, I had to get up and let the dog go to the bathroom. He somehow found a freaking dead bird.
Duh.
He was chewing on it, and I was like, no!
Of course.
Other than that, this is funny because it's my next bullet point. I did not mean for this to happen, but Strider has been chewing up everything. So because I'm away at work and Tina's away at work, we come home, and there's just an absolute mess around the house. Like the other day, I came home and he found a literal full box of tissues. A full box of tissues. And they're just spread all over the house.
Oh, no.
He, The bathroom doors were closed, but he somehow broke open the bathroom doors and pulled an entire roll of toilet paper everywhere in the house.
Oh.
Chewed up part of the couch. Took a shit. Took a big old poopy. And then the Roomba went off, and the Roomba spread his poop everywhere.
No.
Spread his poop everywhere, and it was all over all the toilet paper and tissues that were everywhere. So it was just a miserable. I got home from work. It was just, I had to clean for like seriously, I cleaned for like 2.5-3 hours. But that was the day we got back from Grand Rapids. So I had some other things I was also cleaning, but boy, was that just frustrating. You can't be mad at the little guy. He's so freaking cute.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Last thing, I went to a brewery yesterday and met a couple guys to kind of interview them for, like, playing D&D.
Oh, nice. And, yeah, how was that? How'd that go?
We're probably going to pick one up and see how that goes, you know?
Nice.
The hard part is picking between them, you know? And
right. How many people did you interview?
So far, we've interviewed 4 people total.
Wow. And you only need one person?
We're actually talking about, yeah, we only need one more person. We're actually talking about interviewing 2 more people. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, right. Did they seem all right?
Yeah. They're pretty nice guys. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice. Yeah, so this last weekend was my family reunion.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. It was all right. I mean, you know, I probably like a quarter of the people or something I didn't really recognize. I think it was just because a lot of people that, you know, I'm not even that close to begin with brought their significant others or boyfriends or girlfriends that I just didn't.
I just picture,
you know,
like
never
just
met
random
before.
Random people walking down the street and being like, oh, is that family reunion over there? Yeah. They have bomb food. Just get in on that.
It was actually at the farm, just down the road from us. It was at our parents' place.
Oh, very cool, very cool.
Yeah, because we got like a big shed, you know, and we just set up a bunch of tables. And I think this year was like the most amount of people that have gone there, like ever.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Do you guys play any games or anything?
We played like euchre. You know, that's
Euchre's
what we, yeah
fun.
That's what we usually do
that's
when we
Michigan
get together. that was fun. I started. Recording a podcast for my iEdit Podcasts business.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
it's cool. It's a more of an audio medium. Well, obviously, I guess, because I also have a YouTube channel. But, you know, it's just kind of to help people produce their podcast and, like, give little tips and stuff of
excellent
kind of ideas on how to. It's going to be, you know, a shorter thing than this is usually, but it is kind of weird being on mic just by myself, you know?
By yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Kinda like,
I need that crutch. I need support.
Yeah, exactly. what do I do when I start stuttering and don't know where to go?
Yeah, who's going to pick you up?
Yeah, who's going to bail me out?
Pieces, right?
But, yeah, that was it's been pretty cool. I've got a couple episodes recorded. I just got to, you know, find a hosting site and all that good stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah. Last Sunday, I think, we went to watch the new Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
How was that?
It was every bit of what you would expect.
Okay. So those movies are just like, leave your brain at the door and enjoy the movie.
Pretty much, yeah. You're not really there for the story. And actually, they kind of poked fun at that themselves in this movie. Like, everybody knows we're not there for the story. We're just there for the budget,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
We're there for the explosions and the, you know.
Shoot, now I feel like a horrible What am I? I'm a cinephiend? What? No, what is that?
Cinephile.
Cinephile?
Yeah.
I feel like a horrible cinephile because you saw a movie that I haven't seen.
yeah, it was pretty good. It was entertaining enough. There was a few parts where it was just like, oh my God, like really?
You're doing that.
But you know what? Those parts were almost more fun than the rest of the parts, you know, because it was like, you
right,
just kind
of
got to give in
outrageous.
At a point, you know? Yeah. But it was good.
Honestly, you're not going for the dramatic story.
Yeah, you're not going. Yeah, exactly. You're not going for the loopholes. Like,
I
want to
see The Rock kick some people's butts dressed as a Hawaiian dude.
Exactly. Like, and it delivered. But yeah, other than that, I've been kind of getting into GarageBand a little bit more on the Mac.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, kind of trying to make some like little beats and like tracking some stuff. I wish, so my audio interface that I use, I have it hooked up right now to my laptop, to my PC.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of trouble trying to hook it up to the iMac. I don't, because I've downloaded the latest audio driver, and I looked up everything about it and tried to troubleshoot it, and I can't quite get it to work. You know, maybe I'll have to look up some more.
You gotta fail before you can do.
Yeah, it's been a little frustrating because I'd like to,
it's a learning process.
Yeah, and I'd like to hook up the keyboard to it, you know, because it's a lot easier when you have something like that, you know. Yeah.
Right. Do you have anything you could sample for the fans? And by the fans, I mean me.
Not really. It's mostly just been, I've been kind of I know. I've been like making stuff and then just like getting rid of it and starting new and, you know, just kind of. Oh.
Well, as soon as you get one, I wanna be one of the first people to listen to it.
Hey, you will, buddy. but yeah, I was a guest on another podcast.
Again?
Yeah. So this one, I wasn't actually having a conversation with the person. What I did was they asked for me to record like a story of how this podcast has positively affected like my life and my business and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And so I recorded like a 6-minute thing. And sent it to her, and she'll tell me when it's all done and the links and everything. So I'll have that.
How exciting!
Yeah. That was kind of fun. And then just been working on like YouTube videos and stuff. And I've been I've been getting more and more used to editing in the YouTube style. You know what I mean? Because like it's a lot different editing weddings and editing YouTube. You know, there's a lot more.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a lot different, you know.
For sure, I could see that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sound so millennial-y.
Yeah, right. Yes,
you
exactly.
You know, I'm on a podcast, and I'm using GarageBand. I want to hook up my keyboard. I was a guest on a podcast, my YouTube channel.
That's
my Twitter
right.
follower count's up. Analytics,
that's right,
insights,
baby. Millennial Matt, that's my name.
Tracking, that's what they call me, Millennial Matt. If it isn't Millennial Matt, from brackets.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been up to.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you want to take a break?
Yeah, we've been talking enough years off.
That's right, baby. All right, cool. Let's take a break.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you know what? Tammy, like,
you're telling
I just can't
me.
Handle
oh,
this.
Oh, oh. Yeah, Kevin.
What?
Hey,
welcome back. How was that break? Oh, man.
What
just Matt and I
on?
Were talking about what's coming up next.
That's
Do you know what's coming up to next? It's getting to know the brackets, boys.
Yeah,
that
baby.
That is the segment.
Yeah.
We're calling it that today. And you know what we're doing?
What
we're
are we
talking
doing?
About our favorite things.
Yeah, that's we decided to make a list of some topics. Well, I guess not topics, but things, I guess. And we're going
kind
to
of topics.
Yeah, I guess topics. And we're going to try and guess what each other's favorite things are, and then we're gonna you know tell each other what they are.
Yes,
I thought this would be fun.
We do what we want.
Yeah, whatever. Screw you guys.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it's fun or not. It's fun for me.
So yeah, we have a list of things, and we're gonna run down the list and kind of we're gonna try and guess what each other's favorite thing are. I think it's gonna be kind of difficult because there's a few things on the list.
It's
where
gonna be
I do not know
tremendously difficult.
So all right, first thing on the list is favorite kind of beer.
Matt's favorite kind of beer.
I'm going to guess your favorite kind of beer is an IPA.
You know, that is a excellent guess because I love me some IPAs. And I
Dang
also,
it.
It's not my favorite. My favorite is a very difficult type of beer to find a good one. But when I find a good one, it's all I'm going to order. See, IPAs, are easy to make good ones, but sours are hard to make a good one. Sours are my favorite beer.
Nice.
Now, Matt's favorite beer. I'm going to guess.
I don't think you're going to get it.
I'm thinking a good old-fashioned Bud Light lager.
Bud Light?
Bud Light's lager.
A lager? That might be my least favorite beer.
Damn.
I think red ales. Red ales are my favorite.
Red ale. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You like you some reds. I also like ambers. Ambers are really good.
Ambers are good, yeah. I like, I don't know, I like, I mean, I just like beer, so I like all kinds
of
beer.
Like, I don't really like a chocolatey porter or stout, but most beers I do like.
I like those quite a bit, actually. I can see how you would get sick of them.
I'm not a coffee guy, so I just can't.
Ah, yeah, right.
It just reminds me of the taste of coffee.
Right.
Next thing we're going to do is movie.
Favorite Matt, movie? What a question.
This is a difficult one. This is a difficult one. Difficult. So I'm going to give you a very vague hint. Okay?
Okay.
Let me think of a vague hint real quick.
Is it anything to do with superheroes? Is it a Marvel movie?
No.
Ah, okay. My initial thought was going to be Endgame.
It is a movie that takes place at a college.
That takes place in a college.
And it does not have Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
That's so weird. That's like where my mind went. Takes place in a college. Boy, oh boy. Revenge of the Nerds. I don't know.
Wrong. Revenge of the Nerds. Whiplash. Whiplash is
such a beautiful movie. Whiplash is,
you know,
very
I
good.
Actually debated on picking Shaun of the Dead and Whiplash. But honestly, it depends on my mood for the day what my favorite movie of all time is.
So yeah, funny enough, my favorite movie, so when I say favorite movie, I'm just going to go with like my favorite movie recently. Because, like, favorite movie of all time, that's pretty tough. I don't know if I even have a favorite movie of all time. But my favorite movie recently is actually by the same director as Whiplash.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the director is.
Edgar Wright. Future Matt here. Edgar Wright was not the director of Whiplash. It was Damien Chazelle. Past Matt's such a dummy. Am I right?
Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
Edgar Wright. Oh, my gosh.
So... it has Kevin Spacey in it.
Okay.
And it was right before Kevin Spacey was a bad guy in real life. It's a movie about driving.
Baby Driver.
Ah, yes.
That movie was fantastic. That's hilarious that... Edgar Wright is your favorite director of all time because he's mine because of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I think he directed Scott Pilgrim as well, which is a really, really good movie.
Yeah, and The World's End. Did he do... I think he did Ant-Man.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure he directed Ant-Man.
Okay. I don't know.
Which was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, that is very funny. That's funny that you picked that.
You better do the next Ant-Man.
Our next one is favorite condiment.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now, are we going with like general condiments or specific like brands?
I'd say just general.
General.
But the fact that you said that, I have an idea of what yours is.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I think yours is mustard.
Oh, scratch. You know what? So I kind of have... Yes, you're right. Yes and no.
Okay.
Mustard is my favorite condiment for like hot dogs and stuff.
Okay.
Because it's zero calories. But I love me some hot sauce.
Ooh.
And because I couldn't pick a specific hot sauce because you said...
general.
Just general condiments.
I was thinking...
Because I couldn't pick a specific hot sauce, I leaned more towards mustard. Yeah, so yeah. Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
Well, Matt wins 1 point. He doesn't win.
Ding, 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 ding. Mine, I don't know. You might get mine.
Ketchup.
Ooh, sorry.
Aw.
I actually don't like ketchup that much.
Barbecue-bees? Oh, well.
It is mayo.
Mayo? Oh, well, you know what? I like mayo, ooh, so I can't say
I
nothing.
Love me some mayo, baby.
It's like, it's... If you say that your favorite condiment is Miracle Whip, we're not friends for at least 20
you.
Seconds.
Miracle Whip is not very good.
Thank God. I knew I liked you, man.
All right. The next one is favorite YouTube channel.
That's a fun one.
It's
how the hell am I going to guess your favorite YouTube channel?
That is tough. God, I don't know.
Can I guess like a general idea?
I don't. I mean, there's so many YouTube channels. I don't think you would ever get mine.
Never would. PewDiePie. No.
Whoa.
I'm gonna guess it's like a guitar YouTube tutorial person.
That is close. He's probably I have one that's probably my second favorite.
What is it?
My second favorite one is Paul Davids. He's like he's a YouTuber from the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah.
Or yeah, he's a guitar player from the Netherlands. But I don't know. Probably this might be like a generic answer, but the one that I watch the most probably Peter McKinnon. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Oh, okay.
He's like a vlogger. He's like he does cinematic stuff. You know, talks about cameras and stuff.
Right. Mine is also one that I'm just, like, all about right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I would even have a guess.
It's funny how often my favorite YouTube channel changes.
I'm going to say that one guy that eats a bunch of stuff, L.A. Beast.
L.A. Beast? No, I don't even watch his videos. I like his videos. I don't really watch him, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
But my favorite professional eater on YouTube is Matt Stoney.
Okay.
But... my favorite YouTube channel as of right now. I've been watching his Celeb City. He is absolutely hilarious. I sent you a little video the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you?
He just does like...
I think it's Caleb
City.
2 to 5 minute
videos. Caleb City, yeah. Oops. Whoopsie. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. Yeah, you sent me a video of him the other day. It was very, very funny.
Oh, he's so freaking funny. Other than that, it's like Vlog Creations. I love because he just pranks people.
I should have said good neighbor stuff.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, I love Mad Fit for like my exercise videos.
Oh, nice.
Like I'm all about it, you know.
Yeah.
DM's Lair for D&D videos.
Oh, nice.
Kaisergeist for like if I want to learn something. That one's crazy.
Nice.
You know,
yeah,
it changes.
It changes so often what you watch on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly, it changes daily.
Yeah, like I've been watching a lot of like
First We Feast. I love the Hot Wings, Hot Ones.
Oh
show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Favorite type of dog.
This is a weird one. How about we just say it at the same time on three?
Okay.
On three. One, two, three.
Border Collie.
You didn't even say it on three, but okay.
I said it
Border
near
Collie?
Three.
Is that Lassie?
Yes.
I just think pugs are so cute. They just like breathe heavy.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, they're so freaking cute.
They are very, very cute. I just like Border Collies are just so smart and they're like.
Oh, they really are.
They really recognize easy commands, you know, like sit and stay and no and, you know.
Right. All right. Next, music genre.
Favorite music genre. I think yours.
Guess mine. I think you can guess mine.
I think yours is going to be. Is rap a music genre or hip hop?
Yeah. What is rap a music genre? Yes, hip hop. Yes, it is. It's just as much a music genre as your crappy crap. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to refer to it as hip hop or rap.
Yes. I was offended either way. I would have been offended no matter what. But yeah, as much as I try another music genre, rap just always pulls me back in. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just what I grew up on.
Yeah.
For Maddie Pie, oh boy.
I don't know if you're going to get mine.
Is it like specific?
It's not super specific. It was popular, like like almost 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Like 15 years ago. It was like super, super popular.
Pop rock.
Wait, what did you say?
You know, pop rock, you know, like Fall Out Boy and emo rock.
Pretty much. It's a pop punk.
Pop punk. There you go. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco. I don't know.
That's right, baby. All right, next one. Favorite TV show?
Mine should be guessable. Mine should be obvious to you.
Yours should be obvious. I mean, I have an idea. Uh-oh. I'm just going to say Game of Thrones.
Oh, Avatar The Last Airbender. That counts as a show.
Okay.
Game of Thrones really let me down with that last season, buddy.
Ah, no. Oh,
wait,
really?
Wait to be disappointed.
Yeah. I guess I should have gotten Avatar Last Airbender, yeah. My favorite show?
Maddie Pies.
I mean, it's a super popular show, and everybody talks how good it is, and I just can't disagree. It's just really good, and I'm a sheep because I like it.
Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, you know what? That's up there for me, too.
That show is just so good. I just enjoy it.
Yes. Is that a ding, ding, ding for Kevin?
Yeah, 1 point, maybe.
Hey.
All right, favorite comic villain?
Comic villain. Oh, goodness. This one's a tough one. Who is my favorite comic villain?
I don't even know if I have one. I was not thinking about this one.
Mine isn't a traditional villain. Mine is kind of he's definitely a villain, but he's always like being controlled by someone else.
Hmm.
Like he's always like a puppet.
Yeah,
but he's always being controlled by someone else, but like he chooses that he's being controlled by that person. 'Cause if that person ever makes him mad, it's not good for that person.
Okay. I'm going to say... It's a tough
one. And it's Marvel.
This is a shot in the dark, but I'm going to say the Punisher.
Punisher is an anti-hero.
Yeah. Close enough.
Punisher is not a villain. I'll give you another shot.
Give me another shot?
Punisher. Get it? Get it? Because it's Punisher and he shoots guns.
No.
I swear to goodness, if you say Wolverine or...
Yeah, favorite villain? I'm going to say Superman.
Oh, you're killing me.
He's always been... I truly don't know.
You don't know villains that well?
I have no guess.
Juggernaut.
Oh, yep. Never,
do you even know who the Juggernaut is?
Never would have gotten that.
Never would have gotten that.
Nope.
Juggernaut's cool. Juggernaut could take on anyone.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize he was always being controlled.
Fisticuff. Yeah, he's always, like, manipulated by someone, like, but he just hates his brother and wants to kill him.
Yeah, okay. Mine is Mysterio because I just watched that Spider-Man movie.
Oh, okay. That's cheesy, but I like it. Mysterio's cool because he doesn't actually have superpowers.
Yeah, right.
And then he's never really in the fight, you know?
Right. That Spider-Man movie is pretty good.
Oh, that movie is so good. All right, let's move on. Okay. Guitar.
Favorite guitar. What's your favorite guitar, Kevin?
Mine is hard. You're not going to get it.
Is it electric?
It's acoustic. I tricked you earlier by saying electric.
Oh, you rascal. Mine is probably the...
Wait, I got to guess it.
Oh. You are just not going to guess this.
The Fender Jimmy Page Telecaster.
Very specific. I like it. But no. It's plus Jimmy. I don't think Jimmy Page played a Telecaster.
Fender. Well, actually, I looked it up on Google.
Oh, really?
Nice. I looked up the best guitar in the world.
Nice. It is the Fender Jazzmaster.
Oh, Fender Jazzmaster.
Yeah. I just like I like the look of that guitar. I like the sound of it when the P90 pickups are there. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now it's mine. Favorite skateboard brand? Do you even, how many skateboard brands do you even know?
Maybe zero.
That's funny.
I'm going to go with Tony Hawk's skateboard. That's my.
That is quite possibly my least favorite skateboard. That's hilarious. Enjoy.
I think I've seen you have wear their shirts.
Yeah,
that's
they make
it.
Really light boards. They're good boards.
Nice, that is cool.
Matt doesn't have one. DC, I don't know. Did you know that DC made boards?
No, I did not.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, right.
All right, another one for Kevin. But Matt also has some insight. Favorite D&D race.
I'm gonna guess
Matt.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm gonna say Dragonborn.
Oh, good guess, but not correct.
Dang.
Mine is probably Wood Elf.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know why. I like elves. I don't know why.
It's just cool. Elves are cool, man. You know, all the races are cool. You really can't beat it.
Yours is,
I'll give you a hint, they're short little people.
I'm gonna go with dwarf.
Oh, nope. Halfling. They're similar.
Nope.
Halfling are like the hobbits.
I don't think I've ever played with you in a party. I think you've only been the DM.
Right. Halfling rogue. I always go with halfling rogue for some reason.
Nice.
Or human. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I always go like a wood elf or an elf, like a wizard or some magic user or like a ranger.
Right. Oh, magic is so fun.
Yeah, I like magic. I don't know why I'm drawn towards it. It's always a hassle when you're playing. But all right, next one is favorite quote.
Oh, favorite quote.
I think
I'm
going to
go with.
Yeah, I think we should probably just say ours because I don't think there's any way we're going to guess each other's.
Oh.
Go ahead. What's yours?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Nice. Quote from Michael Scott.
Oh, is that who does that?
Mine is, dissatisfaction is a symptom of ambition. It is the coal that fuels the fire.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the idea of that, where, yeah, it was a quote from Mad Men. It's just like,
interesting.
As long as you're never going to be satisfied if you're an ambitious person, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's almost so complicated that, like, you can't even follow it.
It's just cool. I enjoy it. I like that quote. All right, favorite pizza toppings.
Now, this could be like your favorite like mixture of pizza toppings to make the perfect pizza in your mind.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna actually go.
Mine.
I'm gonna go with like favorite pizza, like favorite. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Mine's easy.
Yours, is it like super super easy?
It's pretty easy.
All right, I'm going to go with pepperoni, baby.
Oh, you went basic easy.
Hey, you said it was easy.
Yeah, supreme. I don't know. In my head, supreme is the best
way
to go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm going to guess meat lovers for you.
Nope, there was no way you're going to guess mine.
Wow, I don't even know you. Who are you? Who is this guy? You like Hawaiian, please.
Mine's
you
like
tell
a,
me you're not a Hawaiian.
Mine's like a chicken pizza with
chicken barbecue.
I actually like the Alfredo sauce instead of the pizza sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, with like spinach and like black olives and stuff.
Interesting.
It's a weird pizza, but and I don't have it very often, but it's pretty good.
Could you imagine if somebody was like CC's macaroni and cheese pizza?
Yeah. All right, favorite Powerpuff Girl.
You don't even know the Powerpuff Girl.
Yours is Buttercup.
It's Mojo Jojo. Of course it's Buttercup. Buttercup's a tough one.
My favorite Powerpuff Girl.
Blossom. Is it Blossom?
Mine,
you don't even know. Mine,
mine is Bubbles.
Bubbles? Bubbles is the comic relief.
I don't know. I don't watch the freaking Powerpuff Girls.
All right, favorite sport. Moving on.
Favorite sport? Probably. Oh wait.
Mine.
Yours is gonna be football.
Yeah, I'm probably good at football. That or curling.
Really?
Beer chugging competition. Oh, curling's fun. Hockey's fun to watch. As far
hockey
as like
is
watching,
fun to watch, yeah.
Hockey is fun to watch.
Especially after, because I never used to understand the rules, and now I do, and it's a lot
do,
more
right?
entertaining.
Yeah, same. Living with somebody who is obsessed with hockey really helped.
Yeah, right.
I'd have to say yours is basketball?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Hey.
Point for both of us, baby.
Yeah, all right. That one's just cross that one off. Favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? Yes.
I used to play as this character all the time when me and Mike played the TMNT video games.
Donatello.
Ooh, sorry. Leonardo, baby.
Leonardo is your favorite.
I'm gonna say yours is. It's gotta be Michelangelo.
No, it's Leonardo. Leonardo's a boss. We'd have some conflict if we were both playing. playing TMNT together because we'd both be like, "All right."
We'd take out our real weapons.
I'm the light blue Leonardo. You're the dark blue Leonardo.
Yeah. We both put on our masks over our light blue masks over our eyes and pull out our two swords.
Oh boy. Moving on. Call back to the earlier one. DC superhero. DC superhero.
I gotta think about this one. All right, I think I got one. I think yours is the Flash.
You gotta love the Flash, man.
Is that it?
He's a speedster. Hey. Yeah, he's a speedster. The Flash is great.
All right, can you guess mine?
Yours is Batman.
Ooh, it's the Flash as well.
It's the Flash? Oh, dang. Well, Flash is pretty cool.
All right. Favorite Marvel superhero?
All right. Nope. There's so many.
There is a lot. I think I have mine.
There's a lot of DC superheroes, too.
I think yours.
You got yours?
I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
Is it one of the Avengers?
No. Well, technically, in the comics.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
It's an X-Men.
Uh-oh. Am I going to get this?
You might.
Is it a famous one that I might get, or is it a really
yes.
deep cut?
It's an obscure. No, it's a famous one you might get.
It's Professor X.
Oh my god, who guesses Professor X?
I don't know.
It's Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
My boy is literally invulnerable.
I was gonna guess, well,
I guess he's not invulnerable. He'd take a shit ton of damage. Man, I'm swearing up a storm this episode. Anyway, Matt's favorite Marvel superhero. Iron Man.
Ooh, sorry.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I should have guessed Spider-Man because Mysterio was your favorite earlier.
Yeah.
Saw that and you played the Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I played the new Spider-Man game where you, I don't know, I've played like a couple of Spider-Man games that I've really liked and like, I just really like the idea of the superhero.
Yeah, all right. Cool it's funny how Spider-Man is such a lame concept, but turns to be like a freaking
kind of
superhero.
Yeah. All right. Favorite Pokemon.
Oh yeah, I know yours. I know yours.
Oh wow. Because
when we were in college, you played Pokemon Red, and when you played Pokemon Red,
this is who I was thinking of.
You only used Charmander. Until you got your Charizard to level 99, and you literally didn't use a single other Pokemon.
That's right,
so I'm
going to
guess that yours is Charizard.
You got it. That's all I did when I was a kid, and I just wanted to recreate that. I didn't care anything about any of the Pokemon types.
Even water Pokemon, just kill them with fire.
Exactly. What generation?
You didn't even care that he was max level. You didn't. You literally couldn't even catch your Pokemon if you wanted to.
That's right, baby. Only one in the party. Except, I needed someone to, dig and someone to cut and stuff like that.
Right. That way you didn't waste Charizard's precious moves.
Okay. What generation is yours from?
First generation.
First generation. Okay. Come on. I gotta say Pikachu, baby.
It's Charizard, boy.
Ah, nice.
Charizard's a beast.
Charizard is probably the best Pokemon that's ever been created.
Yes. Mewtwo's pretty cool.
All right, this next one is favorite bracket boy.
Wrapping it up with favorite bracket boy. We say our own favorite bracket boy on three. Are you ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Kevin.
Oh, how sweet. That was so cheesy. Oh, all right, boy. That wraps it up today, guys.
I honestly wasn't sure if you were going to say me or you.
I thought about saying myself.
All right, you want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up like a sweet, sweet Christmas birthday present.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like the show, tell a friend. That really helps us out the most, I think. And hit that subscribe button. That helps us out quite a bit as well. You can find the show on Facebook if you just search for Brackets. And if you have any questions or segment ideas for us, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can find my podcast editing service at ieditpodcast.com, and you can find it also on social media, like on Instagram and Facebook at ieditpodcasts, and you can find me on Instagram at quantmatt.
All right, I'm going for the world record here. You ready?
I'm ready.
And I'm on Twitter at podcastkevin and Instagram at podcastkevin. If you like high fantasy stories, check out my other Instagram at fantasyquestboard. I link to my profiles in the show notes. And to those of you already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us get the show recognized, helps us grow and make more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, you can donate something as little as $1, and that would really help the show grow tremendously. Check us out at anchor.fm/brackets. The link to the show will be in the description. The link to everything will be in the description.
Boom. Flawless.
All right. Yeah. Zero mistakes.
All right, dude. I will see you later.
I know that's the first place your head goes whenever we record.
And Andy Brackets? Yeah, sure. Andy.
Oh, that's a blooper right there.